I grew up in Brooklyn, and my and I guess you'd say middle class family. Although I grew up in the Depression, and our family was very, very poor. And my father was an engineer, but during the Depression, there wasn't a hell of a lot of engineering being done. Although he always worked, and we always, you know, we got along very well, but it was a pretty desperate time in terms of those who had visions of what they would like to do and that sort of thing. And but when I was a kid, I must have been about 12 years old. He was a resident engineer this would have been, I guess, before the Depression. But he kept working during the Depression too. But he was a resident engineer on one of the major water projects in the world, the tunnel that brings water from the mountains of the Catskills, and in this case was from Delaware, brings water to New York City. And this was a tunnel that was about 600 feet down in the ground, and it came under the city about, and it was big enough to drive a train through. It must have been about 20 feet in diameter. And he took me down there in a big cage and went down there, and I could see the workmen, they were lining the tunnel, and we could ride, and I had a little rail car, we could get on there and ride under from Brooklyn. And this shaft was having to be, you know, New York at all? In the Brooklyn Navy Yard, which was, it went under there. We could have ridden, we didn't go, I don't think we went all the way, but we ride a long way, and went under, of course, the East River and went into the Bronx because it came from the Northwest. And that got me a little bit, interested in that kind of work, bringing New York the water to people of the city and that sort of thing. And and when time came, when I went to high school, I was pretty good in math, which was one of the keys to being an engineer, you know, was math. But I was we were poor. My parents couldn't pay for me to go to school. So there were only two schools really available at that time that I could go to that didn't cost anything. One was City College, at that time was free. And there was another one that's, I don't know whether you've ever heard of it, a very small college, which was then free and is still free. It's the only private free college in the United States. It's Cooper Union.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Lower East Side on East 10th Street
for
a couple of years, so I used to go by Cooper Union.
Cooper Union, and in the Depression, it was very competitive to get in because it was free, you know.
Yeah.
It was no, so it seemed to be. I was admitted to both City College and Cooper Union, but Cooper Union also gave me a financial scholarship, which made it possible. They gave me money every month to go. So not only was it free, and it was for the full 4 years if you kept up your grades. So that seemed to be a natural thing for me to do. And so I went there and I became a civil engineer.